Hello, and thank you for tuning in today. My name is Herbie Mack. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm the encourager. Listen, I am designed to be great. So are you. There's a word of encouragement, motivation, and inspiration designed just for you. So stay tuned to this podcast. I'll be right back. Life is full of obstacles. There's one situation, there's another. There's one issue, there's another. There's one obstacle after another. If you keep living, you're going to realize that we're always going to be dealing with something. Some things are going to be heavy, some things are going to be light, but we still have to deal with those things. So I want to encourage you to focus on the outcome, not on the obstacle. Hey, have you been to my website? If not, check me out at herbiemack.org, where I'm encouraging the world, one soul at a time, with truth and love. I'll see you there. That's herbiemack.org. No one achieves great things by sleeping in and binge watching on Netflix. Get out of bed early and work towards your goals every day and watch you accomplish things in no time. In hard times, there is always a guiding light. Come to the light, my friend. Let it guide you into the prosperity that God has for your life. So many people cannot enjoy their life because they are living in fear. Fear of the future, fear of what may happen. They're scared, they're nervous. Well, I want to encourage you to surrender your fears to God and receive from God comfort in return. It's simply believing in the power of God. You are allowed to take time to heal. Stop trying to heal everybody else when your soul is bleeding. Take time for yourself and heal. You are allowed to do that. How I appreciate the many ways in which things just keep getting better and better and better. I want to encourage you to be grateful, to have gratitude for the things that you do have. Focus on the outcome, not on the obstacles. Things are going to get better for you. Just simply believe. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Herbert McLean. I'm Herbie Mack. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloveds.